This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, you're in the right place for Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, which is a topic that is near and dear to all of our hearts here, coming to you from our Keene studio live on a Saturday night. And with you tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Ian.
He is indeed Ian. If you haven't met him, there he is. Everyone, Ian, everyone. I'm not in as joyous a mood as I appear because...
Why not?
Well, you know, I keep, you know, running across these articles and show
it's depressing.
Press that it's like, I'm like, really? Like, as if, like, you know, statism wasn't bad enough. You know, here's yet another thing that
might kill you.
I hadn't really thought to do, and somebody, of course, you know, did, and they wrote an article about it. This is from the Free Thought Project by Jack Burns.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of optimistic news at the Free Thought Project, at least not the stories that I ever come across. It's always like police abuse and government corruption. And
yeah, and I mean, and like, you know, they do their homework, right? It's not like this stuff doesn't factually check out, you know? It's not like I'm reading fake news.
Nope, they cited their sources usually. I mean, there's a strong libertarian editorial viewpoint at that website, so it's not, I don't think that they could claim to be like an unbiased news source or anything
right.
It's highly biased, but it's biased in the way that we like it.
Yeah. So, at any rate, you know, I've sort of been on top of, you know, all the statistics of what police do, how many dogs they kill, or, you know, the number of citizens killed by police. And there's, you know, there's a few websites that track that you can go to. But
there's PuppySide, which tracks the dog killings.
PuppySide.com or .org. You know?
Yeah. I'm sure if you search for it, you can find it.
If you use your favorite privacy search engine, like DuckDuckGo or something, you know, you can find the answer to that puppy side. But this particular article, the headline is, "Shocking study shows police chases over minor crimes kill thousands of innocent bystanders."
Horrifying.
Now, it hadn't occurred to me that minor crimes that turn into chases would result in police killing the people who are running away until I read this article.
Well, it said innocent people. I mean, I haven't read the story yet, but I presume that also means bystanders.
It says specifically thousands of innocent bystanders. So,
I mean, even though a lot of these so-called crimes are probably victimless, they're also just killing people who are nearby, running into other people's cars
You know, it takes me immediately to the UPS thing, right? Remember they were... They shot up the UPS truck or whatever, and like a bunch of innocent bystanders also got shot because they just unloaded.
They were there.
That's what, you know, it kind of brought that to mind. But
there was another story out of New York City a couple of years ago where, you know, it's New York City. There's people around, and there was a officer-involved shooting. They were after some perp or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, they blasted at least one innocent person. You know, plus, you're in a place with a bunch of people. Bullets are going to go through somebody in a lot of cases as well.
Yeah, or even things, right? You know, more modern buildings or, you know, the less costly a building, like, oh, I don't know, particularly some of these, you know, manufactured homes that are so popular now. They're made out of nothing. I mean, a bunch of insulation and some paper, right? We call it drywall, but I mean... You know, it's thin
material.
It's not
going to stop bullets.
Yeah, not going to stop a bullet. I mean, it's barely going to stop like a dart, right? Like out of one of those you know, breathing guns, whatever you call them. Yeah, you know,
a blowgun.
A blowgun. Yes, a breathing gun.
It's fun being in the first chair, isn't it?
Oh, breathing gun. Yes, more from me tonight. I hope you're all prepared for the weird and sometimes obscure vernacular that's going to come out of my mouth on Free Talk Live.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
So, at any rate, the article starts out, we've long known police officers shoot and kill on average about 1,000 citizens in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
every year for a variety of reasons. I laugh not because it's funny that police, but because it's 1,000 citizens every year.
Yeah.
And has been for quite some time. And that's not shocking. This is the lead in. We've known for a long time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's way worse than in the U.S. than in other countries. Like, there's other countries where they go years without shooting somebody.
It has been 7,000 days since the last officer shooting.
Yeah.
That's a sign you'll never see in the United States.
They know they can get away with it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that all police are psychopaths, but, you know, because I think some of them really did get into it for the right reasons. They want to try to catch the bad guys, and I don't know what percentage of the police are in it for the right reasons, but I know that if you're a psycho and you want to kill somebody legally, you can join the military.
Yep.
And you can join the police.
Yep. Sometimes the post office.
Well, they kill their own, right? Postal shootings.
Did you write this article?
I did not.
The very next, it's not even the end of the sentence where I stopped. The very
I haven't
next,
read it either.
So there's a comma. So it says, I'll read you the whole sentence, and then I'll pause where the comma is. We've long known police officers shoot and kill on average about 1,000 citizens in the U.S. every year for a variety of reasons, comma. None of which seem to take place in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you had just pointed out. Mm-hmm. So
that's okay. Not to say that the police aren't deadly or violent in other places in the world. I mean, for instance, if you get picked up by the Chinese secret police or whatever and black bagged, you may never be seen again, right?
Yeah.
Or you put into a Uyghur Muslim detention camp in
they start taking your organs.
Western China. Yeah, I mean, so that's not to say that other cops aren't scary or that, you know, the KGB or whatever their equivalent is these days in Russia won't really give you a really bad time.
Right.
But, you know, this is what we're dealing with, and 1,000 people, most of which are completely innocent and or not proven guilty at the point at which that they're killed.
Right.
So, tragic. And that doesn't include the dogs.
So the article says, we were shocked to learn just how many motorists and innocent bystanders are killed by cops every year when officers give chase to suspects.
Mm.
The numbers are quite staggering. According to a recently published research study by the Fine Law Firm and 1.21, or is that, Interactive, over 2,000 citizens over a four-year period were killed by cops as police were chasing suspect vehicles. Surprisingly, more
How many? I'm sorry.
2,000. Over.
In
2,000.
What period of time?
According to a over 2,000 over a four-year period.
Okay.
So
that's a lot.
500 a year or thereabouts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Were killed by cops as police were chasing suspect vehicles.
You were minding your own business.
Surprisingly.
Driving to work or driving home or whatever, going to you know, a friend's house, and then all of a sudden some police cruiser comes blazing down the street and rams into the backside of your car.
Yep. Or comes screeching around a corner.
Yeah.
They, you know,
you get T-boned.
Yep.
And they were after, probably, they said for like minor stuff too, right? Like this is some piddly crap that they were chasing this character for. Some departments, by the way, have a policy of not chasing because of this.
Oh, that's the right policy,
yeah,
in my opinion, because the chase only endangers more people, right? We've seen
sure.
the highway chases, right?
It's
We've
exciting.
Seen yeah, well, okay.
It's exciting for the officers involved. They can catch a perp.
If it bleeds, it leads, I guess, you know, between the news and the jacked up, you know,
think about the adrenaline. Think about the adrenaline. Rush.
You want adrenaline? Go like commercial fishing for shark, right?
Look, if you like speed, go to a speedway. You can do that.
Yeah,
they
true.
Have these things where, you know, you're a speed junkie. You want to go and race with a bunch of other people that don't care about getting into wrecks or whatever. They're not as worried about that. You can go drive around in circles and, you know, have a blast. But don't put the rest of us in danger.
So 2,000 citizens over a four-year period were killed by cops as police were chasing suspect vehicles. Surprisingly, more than half of those killed were not the suspects.
Gee.
More than
Amazing.
Half. I mean, they say surprisingly. Am I surprised?
No.
I mean, reading the article for the first time, perhaps. But, I mean, when you think about it, it's the state. They're only good at one thing. They only have one way of doing anything, and that is coercion and violence.
What are the crimes for which a high-speed chase is acceptable?
Well, we'll delve
into, like to know.
We'll delve into more of that when we come back. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. We are coming to you live from the LRN WTOP.FM studios in Keene, New Hampshire. And I'm your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
I'm Ian.
And I wanted to tell you about the first consultants. Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? I know I have some doubt. Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of a building plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-Project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-Project.com. And speaking of money, real quick, while we're sort of on the topic, I noticed gold.
Ooh.
7-year all-time high. Did I see that correctly?
Yeah. I mean, it's up there. It's not the all-time high, but the all-time high was around just under $1,900 back, what, like 2012, 2011, somewhere
okay.
in that range.
But the highest in 7 years, is that right?
Yeah, it's up there.
That's
$1,645, I think, right now. $1,645 for an ounce of gold.
And weird how that like coincides with a recent drop in the stock market.
Well, the funny thing is, it's not coinciding. Like silver isn't doing the same thing. Whereas,
oh, really?
Whereas 8, 9, 10 years ago, however long it was, they both spiked up at the same time, roughly. Silver's not following the gold pattern this time. Gold's going up, silver isn't.
Huh. I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what markets are doing.
Yeah. I
don't like people who try to tell me either. What do you know?
So I don't know anything about, the stock market per se. Here's what I do know. Economics is really pretty simple. A lot of people think economics is very complex and, only the super smart mathematician and, checkbook balancers are smart enough to figure out what the economy is doing and it's really all just gambling.
That's how I feel about it.
It's just like Vegas. You can't really know ever. I mean, you can make some pretty informed decisions with investments and things like that. But,
yeah.
But, other than that.
You never know what the market's going to do.
And I'm not an attorney, so this is not, legal advice. But
Nor are you an investment advisor.
Nor am I an investment advisor. But
I don't trust those people.
If I'm going to invest in a thing, I'm sticking with things that I use.
That makes sense.
As a place for starting out, if you're just starting out investing, that is the place that I would recommend. Invest in companies that make things that you use, everybody uses every day, toilet paper, for example.
Yeah, that's not going out
right?
of style.
Not going out of style. You're not going to make a whole bunch of money, but what you will do is get a steady return year over year, right, by investing in, this very important, commonly used thing.
Someone said you'd be better off actually buying toilet paper and storing it. They were actually talking about that on our Discord server recently, like holding a bunch of toilet paper rolls in case the S hits the fan and
total the TP.
And then people will be in high demand. They're going to be willing to pay top dollar for your stack of toilet paper.
I can't really argue with that, but get into it somehow, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're buying the physical good itself or you're or both, right? If you think it's that valuable, why would you not do both, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have money to invest or you're playing any kind of stock market thing, my personal thought would be to, throw some money into the old TP. So we were talking prior to our sponsor's announcements about this article from the Free Thought Project about thousands of innocent bystanders being murdered or otherwise killed. I don't know. Murder has to have intent,
it's
right?
It's negligence.
Death being caused by police chasing.
Right.
And we were talking about some stats there and an analysis by the Fine Law Firm and 1.21 Interactive found that there were 1,699 fatal crashes involving police chases from 2014 to 2018, killing at least 2,005 people, 1,123 were not the driver of the fleeing vehicle. So that is more than half. We were talking about the number.
And the rest of them that were the driver of the fleeing vehicle never had a chance to have a trial.
Yeah.
So we don't know if they were actually guilty of the thing that they did. Now, some people say, well, if you were guilty, why would you run from the police? Well, maybe there are different reasons why they were running from the police. Maybe they had a bag of weed in their car, and they were worried that they were going to get caught. I mean, some people would say nobody would run from the cops for that, but you don't know why people are running from the cops. Sometimes they're just, like, you know, scared. They don't know what to do.
Some people react, fight or flight.
Yeah.
Right? It's a binary reaction that is a survival instinct of the human species, right?
Yeah.
That when
and
you're
these
confronted,
people are killers.
And, you know, I mean, quite honestly, most people flight, right? Most people run when it comes to a thing, right? You know, mm-hmm. if there's a shooting somewhere in a public place, most people run. They scatter like cockroaches.
I've known people who have not committed a crime, but have told me that they have run from the cops simply because they knew they could. Like they had a badass motorcycle or something like that, and they knew that they could outrun the cops.
I've got a 1972 Cuda with a 440 six-pack in it, and, you know, when I step on the gas, I can watch the gas gauge go down.
Yep. And in that case, they didn't commit a real crime. They just ran from the cops. And in some cases, they got away with it.
That's a shout-out to my brother's friend, Chris, who wanted to be a NASCAR driver. He owned some pretty badass cars back in the day in his youth. I got to ride around in a few of them. And, yeah, I mean, fast cars, you know, are definitely scary machines, but they're also fun.
Yeah, motorcycles, even scarier. I mean, you're much more likely to die if you're a motorcycle rider, just period.
All right, so before we continue with the article, let's go to Jimmy in Missouri. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, okay. It's kind of a weird story. I got a coworker, and he recently somehow kind of was selected to get $50,000 from this Twitter philanthropist.
Huh. It's, tell me more.
Yeah, this guy's name's Bill Pulte or something like that. It's a kind of a weird name. It's P-U-L-T-E. Anyways, he is a real person. He is a real millionaire who is on Twitter giving away money. And
so your friend is getting some?
Yeah, why was your friend chosen? Did he, like, respond to some sort of contest, or you just happened to tweet at him and he just picked him?
Basically, that's it. You just had to follow the guy, and he might pick you to win some money. And so my coworker, he was one of the people picked for that. But here's the deal.
Hold that thought. We want to get to the rest of your story. Okay. We want to make sure you had time for it. So
yeah,
stand by. Hang
on, Jimmy. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. Have you ever won millions from a philanthropist?
I'd be all right with 50,000.
Jimmy says he knows a guy who knows a guy or something. So we're going to find out more about that.
What's the catch?
What's the catch, Jimmy? More coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nevada Democrats are hoping to avoid a repeat of the problems that happened at the Iowa caucuses as voters gather across the state to choose who they want for president. Pete Buttigieg has been meeting some of the people he hopes will support him.
Your debate is awesome and very elegant and very respectful.
Well, we try to be.
And you are. So, and I can tell that it's not written off a script like some other people we know.
So far, there have only been a few glitches in a few of the caucus sites in Nevada. Some of the places didn't have enough volunteers. The caucuses at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas went quickly with no problems. As expected, Bernie Sanders was in the lead with the most supporters, 76 to Joe Biden's 45. A Sanders supporter there was asked how it went.
Very well. Very, very well. I have hope for the future now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And I wanted to tell you a bit about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And we've been talking a bit about some interesting statistics from police and what happens and how many people die as a result, innocent people die as a result of police giving chase to potential suspects. And then we had a caller, Jimmy, who was telling us about a Twitter philanthropist whose name is Pulte.
Bill Pulte. And his Twitter handle is P-U-L-T-E. Seems legit.
Yeah, and we're going to bring Jimmy back, but I wanted to just read this paragraph that I found during the break. Bill Pulte is the avowed inventor of Twitter philanthropy, which he describes as giving food, necessities, rent, and more to people in need. He is now known by many simply by his Twitter handle of @Pulte, P-U-L-T-E. He was well known in parts of Michigan, but not nationwide, before @Pulte started just giving away money to people on Twitter. So, Jimmy, you're back with us live on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so my friend, he said that the guy sent him a private message, and basically he had to download the Cash App, and that this would be sent through the Cash App. Well, the problem...
I've not used the Cash App. Is that something pretty mainstream?
Yeah, Cash App is the Square product. It's by the company Square.
Yep.
And they are the number one free app for finance on the Android App Store, I believe, at this time, and have been for some amount of time. So it's kind of like a PayPal sort of thing where you hold a balance in dollars.
It's like a Venmo or something?
Yeah, but it can be used for business. Venmo's not allowed to be used for business.
Okay.
But so, you know, I can send you Cash App. I can send you dollars over Cash App. Also, Cash App is noteworthy because a year or two, probably like 2 years ago, they started allowing their customers to buy Bitcoin.
Oh.
And they, being the number one free app, they have a large reach, so they were able to kind of introduce millions of users to Bitcoin for the first time, and they make it relatively easy for people to buy with the balance that they have.
And I just want to say for our listeners, just because you're a host of this program doesn't mean you don't learn things from this program. I have just learned three things, so hopefully you did too.
So let me see if I got this straight, though. Was it Jimmy?
Jimmy, right.
So your brother received a message from this Polte guy. Was there a contest he entered, or was it just because that he was a follower of Polte? Did he, like, tweet to him? Was there something that spurred this to happen?
No, he's a coworker.
Oh, so he knows the Polte guy in person? I'm sorry.
No.
He's
no,
a coworker of yours. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's my coworker, and he heard from, I think it was Mr. Beast, another internet philanthropist who gives away thousands of dollars and everything. That this guy, you know, if you followed him on Twitter, that you might be eligible to get some, you know, free, you know, money and everything.
Okay.
So he did that, and this Polte guy sent him a message saying, "Hey, you know, I'll give you $50,000." And
50 large, 50, right?
Yeah.
50,000,
just randomly out of nowhere. He didn't specify why or anything like that. Just like you're a follower of mine. Here's 50 grand. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Just a random selection. And so my coworker he downloaded the Cash App.
Right.
And the problem is if you receive over $250,000, or not, I'm sorry, $250 over the Cash App, they need a two-factor authorization.
KYC, right?
And
he can't receive, like, they only let you receive, I think it's $1,000 at a time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never heard of that kind of volume being sent over Cash App. I don't think it's intended for large transfers like that. So what happened?
Well, he contacted the guy and, you know, asked him if there's any other way he could send the money, and the guy said, "No, we only use Cash App." And he even contacted Cash App, and they said that they'd get back to him within 24 hours on some of this stuff, which, you know, that's, I don't know how likely that is, but
okay. But how,
when did this happen?
Yeah, that's my question. How long ago, you know, did they reach
yesterday.
Out?
Okay, this is fresh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this straight. He's actually talking to the real Polte, right? Like, this isn't like an imposter account or some sort of potential scam artist or something like that.
As far as I know, he showed me the message he got and everything, and it looked legitimate. But the only thing that bugs me about any of it, even though it was the real account, was there was also this little thing at the bottom that said something about buying a $500 eBay card to up your allowance of money on the Cash App, and I thought, That sounds like a scam.
It's funny you say that, because when you started your call announcing that, you know, a buddy of yours was getting some money from a tweet, the first thing I thought was, this sounds like the Nigerian prince scam from the old email days.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be curious to see, you know, it's possible that he got contacted by somebody who's using a username. I'm just guessing here, right? Like, you know, somebody who's registered the Twitter handle Holte with like a I instead of an L, right? Like so, like a capital I. You know what I mean? You know, the capital I looks a lot like the lowercase L.
Yeah.
So it may not actually be the real guy. I don't know how much due diligence this guy has done, but anything that requires you to spend money to get some money is likely to be a scam. So he should be very, very careful.
He hasn't done a whole lot of due diligence because he's not really the that sort. He's not he's not super responsible. But
Well, I mean, if you're his friend, you know, maybe help him out. But at the same time, I'm very curious, and I want to say thanks for the call, Jimmy. Keep us up
to date. Yeah, let us know what happens with this.
Yeah, definitely let us know how
it turns
out.
I hate these scammers, man. They are so tricky. They're very smart. And you know what? They have nothing better to do,
right?
So if you are in Nigeria or wherever it is these people are, right? Because you don't know,
right?
You just go register this account, make it look like Bill Polte's account. And then you just go to Bill Polte's 2 million followers and just start sending messages. You know, you send messages to 2,000 of those 2 million followers, and you get 1% of them to fall for your trick.
That's a success.
You've had a tremendous amount of success. Yeah. And if you can snag a $500 gift card, right? Okay, you send a $500 gift card, you'll qualify for more money from Bill Polte. Well, you just sent that guy $500. Can you imagine how far $500 goes in Nigeria?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, you might have just paid that guy's rent for the next 5 months.
Indeed.
And that means he's got nothing better to do than sit there and hit up another 2,000 of this guy's followers with this potential scam.
I mean, you know, it looks like, you know, from the news anyway, that Bill Polte is a real dude.
Real deal.
And,
you
know, is actually doing, you know, some of this philanthropy type
I'm following him right now.
Activities. So it's not to say that it couldn't be legit and, you know, on the up and up. But
it doesn't sound.
But
the thing about the gift card is like, red alert.
Do your homework. Stay alert. Read all of the fine print and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
855-450-4. Like freedom. We're going to have more of your thoughts coming up. Stay tuned. What do you think? You know, is giving away money on Twitter a cool thing to do?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to the live Saturday night version of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to have your calls and thoughts coming up. But first, I wanted to take a minute and thank an amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is, here at Free Talk Live, we have a program called AMP, and that stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We only ask $5 a month is the minimum ask. You can give more if you like. We have different levels. And Sky is a gold amplifier, and we would like to thank Sky, be it a he or she, for donating to us and helping us get on currently over 200 radio stations, and then, of course, you know, our streams and, you know, all the other things that we do as far as broadcast is concerned. Sky has helped us make that happen. We could be on more radio stations and outlets with your help, and to learn more, you can visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about, well, a variety of things, a lot of things about cops. We've been talking about some philanthropy activity.
And scams.
And scams. But let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Michael calling from Daytona Beach, Florida. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to talk with you about your deal with a cop for shooting people.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm in Holly Hills, Florida, and several years ago, I had a cop break into my house, come through the back, busted the back window in my house, and shot me in the back.
Jeez.
Actually, they had SWAT team all around me, and for 4 years, they had me on pretrial intervention, where I had to go and was subject to a drug test. It's kind of like probation. Only instead of checking in once a month, I checked in every week, Monday
My
morning.
My God, man.
What were they there for? What was the reason for the raid?
Okay. The reason that they came to my house was I was dating a girl, a dancing girl. By the way, right now I'm 64 years old. Mm-hmm. She is 33 now. I was dating a young girl, and she was out of place. It was during bike week. In Daytona, we have a week where we have a lot of bikes in town. And it was actually Biketoberfest, and she was riding with me that week. At the end of the evening, she had gotten a little bit intoxicated, and I said, I'm taking you home. So I took her to her house. She didn't want to get off the bike. She wanted to stay with me. And I lifted her off my bike and put her on the sidewalk. She stumbled and fell into the street.
Ooh.
And a cop was going home. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. A cop was going home, and he saw her get up and me leave the scene. He didn't see me taking her off the bike, and actually I took her off four times. She fell down, and it was because she was drunk. She had
drank.
That's why I took her home. And I had her at her house. The cop called in another cop because he was going home. He called a cop who had just come on the shift. And he came out, called me, and asked me to come back. And I said, no. He said, we're investigating a domestic violence. There was nothing domestic about my relationship with her other than we were friends with benefits.
Right.
And there was no, there was nothing violent about the fact that I gently picked her up. She's a beautiful woman. And I was glad to have her being my fender ornament during the event. But, you know, I'd only known her about 6 years. The cop brought her from Daytona to Holly Hill, where I lived. He went across the city line, and they come to my door. I had already parked my bike, and I was in the house. I was actually naked, getting ready to get in the shower. When I heard the banging at the door, I walked out to the front door, and I heard a man's voice, and I heard her voice. And I just pretended like I wasn't home. I didn't want a confrontation with her. I figured maybe somebody, one of her neighbors, brought her back to my house.
Right, right.
So the cops came around to the side of my house and broke through two fence gates to get into my backyard. They came to my back door, cut the screen in my screen enclosure, came into my house, and I could, at that point, I was on the other side of the door. I could hear them talking, and they were telling her that she lived there. She said, you know, that she knew me, that we had been out riding all day, and she had left the a few things in the house, but it wasn't nothing she couldn't get the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I would be glad to be with her the next day. Consequently, the cops told her, you live here, and she was drunk. You live here. How do you get in here? Where's your key? She said, I've never had a key. They said, well, how do you get in here? And she had at one time, about 6 months prior to that, broken a window to get into my house. They said, well, go ahead and kick the window in. And again, she's drunk. They're sober. They encouraged her to break the window. As soon as they broke the window, I was inside, and I'm a disabled Vietnam vet. I have a weapons permit, and I said loud and clear, the first MF to come through that window is going to get shot. And now, remember, they broke into my yard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, man's house is his castle. I wasn't sure about the law, but today I know, after going through this whole thing, that the cops had no right to number one, bring her from her home to mine where she was safe at, to bring her to my home. They broke laws doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And for breaking into my house, the cops didn't need to be there. And I said some derogatory things to him. I did swear at the cops that mm-hmm. evening.
Well, I mean, as you would, right?
Yeah, I told him, I asked him, did they have a warrant? No, they didn't have a warrant. They insisted on staying there by the next half an hour or so.
Just to be clear, they're still outside in the back porch at this point? They have not come through the window?
They're not coming through the window.
Okay.
But they know that I'm a disabled vet. The cops in that town know that I have a lot of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They see me all the time. They know who I am.
Yeah.
And not that I'm not a troublemaker or anything. By the way, if you look on your computer, I don't have a computer. I'm 64. I never had a computer. There's a computer site, VolusiaExposed.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who runs that website, he came to all my court hearings and my court dates. And if you look it up by my name on there, it's all there. There's video of the cops. Anyway, I'm getting back to where I was at.
Yeah, how long ago did this occur, Michael? What year?
This is about 6 years ago.
Okay. Go ahead.
And it was in October.
All right, so the cops are outside. They're in your back porch. They've broken the window. You've managed to tell them, don't come through or else. You know that at this point that you're dealing with cops, right?
at that point, I knew, and I called 911 and I said, hey, I got cops in my backyard. They said, we've got somebody coming on the way. They had already rousted my neighbors by that time. And I was the captain of the neighborhood watch. So that's how I knew the cops, and they knew me.
Yep.
I was the president of my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They went to my neighbors and they told them, get out of the house. By this time, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. They got my neighbors all out of their houses in that corner at the edge of the street. My daughter came from out of town, and she came down there, and they wouldn't let her come up to my house. The cops, I'm on some medications, and I hadn't taken my meds at that time, but I walked past the window that they had broken. They had a spotlight shining in, and a cop shot me in my back.
Through the window?
And through the broken window. They encouraged my friend to break the window. She kicked the window, and that's when I said, you know, first one in, I'm gonna shoot him.
Yep.
Once he shot me in the back, I staggered to the front. I got myself up off, blood all over my kitchen where they shot me. And I went outside. They took me into custody, took me to the hospital where they just put some bandages on my back, this little 1-inch square bandage, and taped them over.
Yep.
Took me to the police department where they interrogated me. And while they were interrogating me, there's a pool of blood underneath me. They said, take him back to the hospital. They took me back to the hospital in the back of a squad car. And where they sutured me up, two holes, one hole in and one hole out, where they shot me. And brought me back to this cop shop, interrogating me. And I told them just the truth. You know, she was drunk. I didn't want her around. I took her to her house.
And what was their excuse for shooting you? Did they claim that you were a threat to them in some way, that you were armed? What was their excuse?
They know that I was armed.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nice collection of weapons. Again, I'm a Vietnam vet. I was in my early 60s at the time. So I had, matter of fact, one of the cops
I want to know if you got any justice. Can we hold on to him, Captain?
Yeah, can you hold on, Michael? Yeah,
can you hold through the news?
I'll be here.
All right, we appreciate it, Michael.
God. What's your last name, by the way? I don't know if you still have him on, but...
I'm sorry,
Morrison,
Michael,
I'm here.
Michael Morrison.
My name
all right.
is Michael Morrison.
Stand by, I want to get the rest of this story. I want to find out if you got any kind of justice from this.
More from Michael coming up.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.